Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Jesus in today's gospel declared John the Baptist to be the last great prophet with a caveat. The one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Dear Christian friends, have patience, don't be in such a hurry. When you get impatient, you only start to worry. Remember, remember that God is patient too. Just think of all the others who have to wait for you. Believe it or not, when Gretchen and I first started dating, we soon learned that we'd grown up in households who had listened to the music machine and the patient song, and it was then and there that we knew it was meant to be. Now, just because I know the patient song doesn't make me the most patient person in the world, and I know I must confess this, I've been pretty patient with Gretchen because of her injury, for sure. But I'm not always patient. I sometimes want her to be able to help out around the house. And my kids also know I'm not always patient, especially when I was writing the sermon yesterday. Get out of the living room. Get out of the dining room. I'm working on my sermon. I'm not always a patient person. It's not easy to be patient. But the patient song is one little reminder. I want to propose today that John the Baptist was the last great prophet of patience. And it's something you and I need and lack. And it's something that Christ forgives us for lacking. And with all other gifts, it's something that God and Christ gives freely. So that we can bear better witness to the coming King, who is coming. And he is patient in coming. First, let's remember why John is the last great prophet. Why is he? And would you have said that about a man living down by the river? A man who eats locusts and honey and wears camel's hair and a leather belt as his clothing? I mean, he's not necessarily the kind you want your daughter to date. If you go hiking in the Smokies and you run into this kind of man, you might expect to hear the theme song from Deliverance. Okay, well, he's not the last prophet of God for how he looks or by what he eats or probably smells, but according to what he was appointed to say and do, as it says in Malachi 3, quoted by Jesus in today's text, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face who will prepare your way before you." A bit of a shocking figure, isn't he? Whose surpassing greatness was ultimately found in his closeness to Jesus. He was blessed to announce the coming of the Messiah. He was blessed to baptize the Messiah. And John even precedes the Messiah in a martyr's death. How awful it is, and yet how great it is, that John is so close to Jesus, even sharing in a death like his. Jesus calls him, in the text, more than a prophet, and none greater than John, ever born of women. That's quite a compliment. John stands in Jesus' day as an icon, a representative of the Old Testament coming to a close. People had waited a long time for the Messiah. And as sin and idolatry continued to increase, John was called as one to stand up and say, "Wait for it!" Many churches today pass go. Start celebrating Christmas the whole month of December, ignoring Advent and the preparation before the celebration. There were 39 books written before the birth of Jesus, wasn't there? This is sad because God's people miss out on a great teaching and a great virtue of Scripture that God teaches: patience. A virtue that's probably waning in today's culture is man's kind ability to wait before we celebrate. Note the irony of this that I saw on Facebook recently. What do we want? Patience. When do we want it? Now. If all we do is pass, go, and collect our Christmas cookies, then we fa-la-la-la-la over one of the most important parts and teachings of God's Word that confronts us in our unrighteousness. If I haven't yet confronted you in your unrighteousness today, just wait. I intend to. Have you waited for God? First commandment, you shall have no other gods. Have you waited for Him? I think a lot of the people of the world have given up waiting for God. Have you obeyed your parents? No. Why? Because I was impatient. I didn't want to do wait for whatever. Have you murdered in your heart? Why? Well, because I didn't. Someone who hurt me, I didn't want to be patient and confront them with their sin, Matthew 18, and hear the words of confession, absolution, so I just got mad in my heart. I killed them. Have you had lustful thoughts? Have you had sex outside of marriage? Why? Because we didn't want to wait. We didn't want to take a vow to live together privately first by giving this vow publicly. Have you taken something that wasn't yours? Yes. Why? Because I was impatient and I didn't want to earn the money first and then buy it for myself. Have you put the best construction on something a family member did or said? No. Why? Because I was impatient with them and didn't want to go through the steps of talking to them or thinking about it before I spoke. Have you been content with what God has given you? No. So we get depressed and we justify gluttonous and other behaviors because we didn't want to wait. If God were saying today we're the last straw, I think we'd all be toast. And John the Baptist would be justified by saying, "You brood of vipers." Just don't forget the other message of John the Baptist. He didn't just preach the law, did he? He also preached the solution, a Savior, salvation. And it's not you. It's Christ for you. It says in the text that the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he, John. Who is the least in the kingdom of God? Here's a hint. Moses was the great giver of the law. No one argues about how great Moses was. Not Jews, not Muslims, not Christians. We all think Moses was great. John, according to Jesus, was greater. He says, none born of woman was greater than John. So John the Baptist, greater. What did he do? He was a preacher, a proclaimer of the law. Jesus calls him great. But Jesus himself, you might call the fulfillment of the law, perfect in righteousness in every way, yet making himself the least in the kingdom of God. How? By bearing the full cup of God's wrath, by bearing the sin of every person, putting that all on himself, he makes himself to be the least of all men. For every sin of every human being, even those who slew him. Jesus offered himself as the greatest sacrifice for sin, such that all other little half-baked sacrifices that people make are just that, lacking in the thing most needful. And that's the innocence that Jesus had as the virgin-born Son of Man, Son of God. Jesus patiently endured rejection by his own people, cross and shame, nails and spear, out of his great love for the Father and his great love for us. He patiently endured with sinners, like the woman at the well. Remember her? Remember, she had 5 husbands, and the man that she was living with now was not her husband, yet Jesus was patient with her. He confronts her, challenges her, But ultimately, what does he do? He forgives her. Dying on the cross for her. And risen now, he gives repentant sinners the gift of patience. He gives the baptized the gift of patience. I would like to propose that being patient today will not necessarily be popular, and it may be inconvenient. Like, well, then I'll have to pay rent, a second rent. Oh. Or, but then I'll have to delay something that I can't have right now. Yes. And Jesus says, pick up your cross and follow me. No one said it would be easy or convenient. But good things come to those who wait and show by their patience their hope in God. What do we need? Patience. When do we need it? Whenever you're ready to repent and receive it from Christ Jesus, who gives it freely as a gift. It's the only way to be truly patient is to receive it from the Lord. That's how Christ works. Patiently enduring for our sake, every sin, every shame, patiently offering his gifts of life and salvation and forgiveness, but he will not wait forever. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Only let Christ's word show you his heart. And may what's in his heart move you to the obedience of faith and to an upright life to which God has called you, patiently enduring one another for Christ's sake. Have patience. Have patience. For God is patient too. And just think of all the times when others, even God, had to wait for you. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.